Welcome to Reputation Online, a podcast about how individuals and organisations can develop and protect their reputation on the internet. We talk to business leaders, journalists and PR professionals about the growing importance of social media and the challenges to business communicators.
Hi, I'm Steve Cropper. The world has been using websites in a multitude of ways for decades now. It's standard equipment. A website looks like a two-dimensional metaphor for a magazine or a brochure. But what if it were possible to metaphorically walk inside a website, turn your head, look around, interact with objects as if you were in some kind of a micro virtual world, and even talk to other people who are on the site at the same time and have them talk back to you? Imagine how that would change your experience of the internet. Well, imagine no longer, because this has been available for some time. An Australian company has been developing a method of turning a common or garden variety website into an interactive 3D experience. The system is called Exit Reality. It's the brainchild of my guest, creator Danny Stefanik, who joins me on the line from Melbourne.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me on the show.
You're very welcome. Now, there are a lot of people who are already involved in virtual worlds who know you by reputation, if not in person. But in case listeners haven't met you yet, what's the Danny Stefanik story?
Well, it's a pretty long story. I've been involved with virtual reality since the early 90s, but I'll make it the short version. Basically, in 2000, I started Exit Reality with a vision to bring 3D to the web, and been working on that ever since.
It may be hard for some listeners to get a grip on what Exit Reality is. So, you know, how do you best describe it to someone who's never experienced a three-dimensional website before?
Well, it's pretty easy to describe. If anyone's ever seen a computer game or used Google Earth or any of those applications on the computer, they'll notice that it's a 3D view on a 2D screen. And what Exit Reality does is takes the internet and actually converts that into a 3D experience in your web browser.
Okay, and so what are the actual steps that a person goes through in order to be able to see a website or even create their own website in a three-dimensional Exit Reality format?
Well, it's really quite easy, and a lot of people have already enhanced their websites using the Exit Reality technology, but absolutely anyone's website is available in 3D. In fact, you can go to sites like Flickr.com, which is a photo hosting site, and view photo pages or albums as galleries. You can go to places like YouTube and watch videos in a cinema-like experience, and you can go to any old basic website and hit the Exit Reality button once you've got the plugin installed, and it will instantly convert that website into a 3D immersive environment where you can meet other people who happen to be on the same page at the same time.
And there's a growing number of people who have moved to 3D websites since your first launch. You've got a growing community of people browsing the net in 3D, don't you? And some big names who have converted their websites this way.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We've seen a number of big corporations and brands and also enterprises using it for meetings and collaboration. You can go to sites like WarnerBrothers.com or even brands like Carl's Jr. and Hardee's and explore their sites in 3D.
Now, you mentioned a virtual space, which can be a meeting space. What does it actually mean for a company or an organization with a website to have Exit Reality applied to their site? And what are the advantages of having your website in 3D?
Well, in the enterprise meeting space, it's quite simple. You normally do webcasts or live streaming of a speaker to an audience, and generally you'd experience that on a flat web page, just watching a video feed of somebody talking. Within the virtual world, you can not only have somebody talking on screen with their live video, but also slides next to the person, and also people attending as avatars and collaborating within the space while someone's talking. So it's much more like a real event that people are familiar with.
We probably just want to pause on this word avatar because, I mean, it did rather well at the Academy Awards recently and everyone's seen the film. An avatar is essentially just a computer-generated representation of you. So how does that affect the way a person experiences a 3D website?
Well, it gives you a body in the virtual world, something that you can walk around with and reach out and interact with components or elements of the virtual world. And it can be a male or female form or something more unworldly.
So, Danny, where do you see this all heading? I mean, will all websites be done in 3D one day? Are we looking at a revolution in internet experience?
For me, not so much. I think it's an evolution. It's a natural place of the internet to be able to represent information. And we've got text, we've got images, we've got video, we've got audio being able to be reached by a click of a button in your web browser. And 3D is just another media type alongside that. So I really think it's something that's horses for courses, something that suits the particular message you're trying to get across, trying to communicate. So I think 3D definitely has its place. It incorporates all the other media types. You can do it as a shared experience with other people.
You mentioned getting your message across. Most of our listeners are public relations or marketing folk of one type or another. What do you see as the marketing or public relations applications of 3D websites?
Well, there's a lot of uses. I think mainly in the events space, getting a bunch of people together from all around the world in one place without having to do a physical event. This could be used for a product launch. It could be used for a media launch. Basically, ways to get a group of people together in an exciting environment, doing things that you may not be able to do in the real world, and presenting your product or your pitch in that way. But also in the lead up to these sorts of things by being able to collaborate within this space and record what you're doing for meeting and business purposes.
Well, I suppose there'd also be the added advantages that if you could accomplish face-to-face meetings or virtual face-to-virtual meetings in this sense, you don't have to travel anywhere, you don't even have to leave your own workstation. That could save time and money.
Well, absolutely. The cost savings are huge with working remotely and having more presence, more sense of being there when you're meeting. You get better collaboration, more effective collaboration.
Okay. Well, for anyone wanting to experience exit reality for themselves, where do they go to get it or at least sample it?
Oh, there's plenty of websites that they can reach exit reality with, sites like Warner Brothers and others. But the best place to probably get the download is exitreality.com. And it's a 4 megabyte plugin. Once it's added to your browser, you can see the entire internet in 3D.
Okay, well, have a look for it. Exit Reality, just Google it. You'll find it. My guest is Danny Stefanik from Exit Reality. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And if you have a comment about this podcast or a suggestion for a future program, please visit our website at www.reputationaustralia.com.au and press podcast at the top of the page. Your feedback and ideas are very welcome. I'm Steve Cropper, and I look forward to your company next time round.